Well, it's something when you can make something using your own voice and nothing else to accompany it. It's even something more when you can do so in concert with 30 plus other people, because the challenge there is to make sure that you sing beautifully together. And you're about to hear a great example of that. We'll get to meet everybody as well, but let's welcome now the sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus.
If you ever plan to motor west, way out west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Yes, it's the very best. Your kicks on Route 66, at 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A.
Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. What a great sound. And it's nice. We have a little natural reverb in this old hall that we are in. There's 24. I said 30. I audited you while you were singing. Today, there are exactly 24. And our director is here. I'll let you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about your role in all of this.
Well, my name is David Wallace. And actually, today we have 24. When we're all here, we have about 55. We couldn't get everybody here today. This is the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus, but that does not mean that everybody here is from Pittsburgh. Is anyone here actually living in Pittsburgh? See, nobody here lives in Pittsburgh. They all live in surrounding areas. I actually drive in from Ohio. I live in North Canton, Ohio. And we sing four-part harmony, oftentimes in the barbershop style, but not always. Not always.
Now, I know... is Evelyn here? Evelyn. Oh wait, Evelyn. You're not Evelyn.
I'm filling in for Evelyn.
You're filling in for Evelyn. But I was told Evelyn has been a member of the chorus for 40 years.
I believe that's true.
That's true. She just got her pin.
She just
for 40 years.
40 years. Who is the next ranking, or who here has been the long? That's why your hand was up filling in for Evelyn. Let's meet you. I hate to give you that honor if you don't want to have that honor. I think it's a great honor.
Perfectly fine. I've been in Sweet Adelines for 37 years.
Wow.
Didn't find out about it until I was 42, and I really am trying to introduce it to the younger generation.
Wait, you realize I'm like a quick study with math. Well, I can't. Are you serious? Are you like 79? I'm like, you don't. Bless you. You don't. This must keep you very young. I would not.
Yes, it does. It's good for you physically and mentally and emotionally. There is nothing like singing with a bunch of your sisters. Believe me. when this organization was started back in 45, the women just wanted to have fun and be friends, and it's carried through for 68 years, believe it. Our chorus started in 74, and we joined together with another chorus in 91, and this is the result. We have girls from Morgantown, we have girls from McKeesport, Monroeville, Butler, Newcastle, Ohio. Judy's from Youngstown. East Palestine.
Youngstown.
And East Palestine. We're from all over. And we come here because we love to sing.
Don't tell Evelyn, but I'm kind of glad you're here. What's your name again?
Pat Martin.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. And and you're from Pittsburgh or out east?
I'm from Canonsburg.
Okay.
Yes. So somebody from Canonsburg, and you mentioned you're from Youngstown. What's your name?
Judy Pazel.
It's nice to meet you. Who else is a Buckeye? Who else is from Ohio? Our leader. Any other out-of-state people? West Virginians? There's a West Virginian in the front. And I'll say hello. Normally with kids, we'd say, how old are you? What do you want to be when you grow up? We'll stop. We'll dispense with that.
Wait a minute. You just did that.
What's your name?
Hi, Mary Virginia Kearns, and I'm from Morgantown.
And your middle name is Virginia? Did I hear that? That's kind of nice. And so where do you guys practice? Where do you girls practice? Where do you people practice?
We practice in Coriopolis.
So you drive, about 90 minutes or so to practice?
About an hour and a half, yes.
And how often is that?
We have some ride shares, and once a week. We practice on Monday nights.
Well, that's really quite a commitment to do that, but I'm not surprised. Everybody here looks so happy. Is anybody else from relatively far away? Let's go for counties that aren't Allegheny, and then have you do another song. We already had a Washington County in Canonsburg.
Butler County.
And
Greenberry Township.
Well, it's nice to meet you. What's your name?
Suzanne Kimball.
Thank you for being with us. Any other beyond Alleghenies? There's a lot.
Lawrence County,
and we are heard on WSAJ there, where people can hear you, in out of Mercer County, but their signal reaches Lawrence. What city in Lawrence?
Elwood City.
Nice to meet you. And your name?
Karen Wary.
Thank you, Karen. And
Beaver County.
That's my wife's county. Where in Beaver, your name and where in Beaver County?
Marianne Shipley in Economy Borough.
A lovely place. We were married at Old Economy. One of our favorite memories.
Mercer County.
And where in Mercer?
Hermitage.
We know Hermitage. And what's your name, ma'am?
Beverly Nelson.
Nice to meet you. And I know there's a few others. Here's one. You're getting pointed at by Pat.
Me?
Yes. Pat's my helper.
I also live in Butler County, and I live in Butler.
In Butler. Now, I know Butler so well that I can say Butler City?
Center Township.
Okay, because there's like three possibilities, right? Sure. Butler City, Butler, I forget,
Butler,
is it?
Center Township, yeah.
What's nice to meet you. Your name again?
Mary Louise McCaddy.
Thank you very much. And there's one, I think I'm going to get them all. And then that's about it. There will be more time for singing.
I'm from Westmoreland County.
Nice to meet you. And your name?
Bobby Schaefer.
And we're in Westmoreland.
North Huntington Township.
Nice to meet you. So we got all the out-of-staters and all the out-of-countyers. So we'll try to do the... we'll try to do the Alleghenians as we move on. It's time now for me to return to our director. What's the next song?
We're going to sing South Rampart Street Parade, and I need to tell the chorus it's going to be in the key of E.
Do you hear the beat away down the street? Do you hear the neat little rhythm of the happy dancing feet? Well, look there, the people are running, and right now they're gonna have a lot of fun. Make way, cause everybody's coming, and you'll see a big parade marching around. Wonderful sound. I hear the rat-a-tat. Love the way the drummer does that. Glorious day, come on, get out of my way. Hey, make room, give me some air. Spare, we all swing high, swing low. my mouth. Lordy, that's the South Rampart Street Parade.
Every boy, every girl,
starts shooting at times.
They're
driving,
sounds of Pittsburgh chorus, and oh my goodness, it's probably funny for you not to hear applause afterwards. It's amazing how you sound. This is like a formidable, if you were outside, you guys would carry for a long way, I think. So let's meet some of the Alleghenians, and I was trying to think how to best do this. Who would identify as closest to the Allegheny River? Is that going to work? We'll see. Let's see if that works. What's your name?
Joanne Beckman.
Ed, where do you live?
Aspinwall.
I'd say that's a perfect identification. How long have you been singing with the group?
About 2 years.
You're kidding. So you're a relative newcomer?
I am.
Are there rites of initiation?
Not too many, no.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Probably if you revealed them, it would. In all seriousness, how did it come to be that you came to join the group?
I looked up Sweet Adelines because I knew that the organization existed. And then I found that there were a couple of organizations in the area. I checked out a couple of them, and this was the one that I liked the best. So this is where I ended up.
Well, that's great. And everybody here seems so happy. And I think it would be impossible not to be, given the camaraderie that seems to be here. Well, it's nice to meet you. Any other Allegheny River identifiers? There's somebody in the back. Sorta. Come see, come saw.
I'm from Coriopolis.
Oh.
I'm about 2 blocks from where we practice. And my name is Melissa Alliston.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And how long have you been in the chorus?
Almost 6 years.
And any other Allegheny River people? There you are.
I'm about 3 miles from the river. I live in Tarentum, Fraser Township.
Oh, I never knew Tarentum was in Fraser Township.
Parts in Fawn, parts in Tarentum Borough, parts in Fraser.
Do you know why they build houses in Tarentum?
The Indians say Tarentum.
Exactly. I didn't know that part about the American Indians, but a good old friend of mine used to like to make that joke, it would seem like hourly. and your name?
Judy McCullough.
Thank you very much. Any other Allegheny River identifiers? Okay, we'll go to the next river after the next song, which is?
We're going to sing Anyway, a Martina McBride tune.
You're going to sing Anyway. That's okay. Once again, the sounds of Pittsburgh chorus at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Storm can come and blow it all away.
right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway.
The sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus at the Saturday Light Brigade sounding magnificent. Now, before we go to our next river, I would like to talk, is it Sue Smith? Sue, there you are. Pat Martin said, talk to the little girl in the front. I'm just explaining it, but you know about the show called Laugh-In that is upcoming, right?
No, that was actually a show that we did a couple of years ago.
So these notes are different, but that's okay. You know about the upcoming show?
I do know about the upcoming show.
Which matters the most. So tell us about the upcoming show.
It does. It's December 14th at the Rhea Auditorium in the Swickley Academy. And anyone that wants to come to our guest night next Monday night, the 29th of July, which is in a couple of days, or is it tomorrow? I don't know. But anyway, it's July 29th.
Monday.
We'll be able to not only sing at the Pirate Game with us coming up, we'll sing the national anthem, but we'll also be singing, they can sing on our show and join us.
They can come up on stage and like sing with you?
Absolutely. They just have to show up Monday night, July 29th, and we will get them involved.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And I don't know if we, well, we do. Is this phone number a phone number to call if people want more information? Maybe not. I just want to be sure. How can people best get in touch with the chorus?
Well, we do have a website, which is www.sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S, of pgh.org. And we also have a phone number you can call. Paula Dorsch, 724-283-4924, and she will get you in touch with the powers that be and get you started.
Great, and is it 4294, 724-283-4294? Okay, I might have heard it wrong, but I just want to be sure. This happens every now and then the people that have the other number let us know. 724-283-4294. But going to soundsofpgh.org is a good way to do it, too. I actually went to look at the website earlier in the week. It's 11:30. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. It's 8:30 if you're listening out west in Phoenix. I meant to mention that if you are listening, you are, but... If you're listening online or not, you can. It doesn't matter if you're listening online or not. Send a message if you would like to personally to anybody here or to the chorus. If you go to
slbradio.org and use our instant input feature, your message will get delivered to me out here in the theater, and then I can pass it along to the chorus. So that's slbradio.org. It's time for another song.
All righty. As you can see, the last tune was a country tune. The next one is made by the famous by the Beatles, When I'm 64.
The Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. That's a great arrangement of that song. And is that your arrangement, David?
It is. It is.
David, you know, we haven't talked to him too much. I've been trying to sort all the women by river and county and state and everything. But and David, I remember from when he was here earlier, is really a well-known, not just around here, but all over the world, as an arranger and conductor of this kind of music, and I guess I'm just curious how that happened.
I was a college music major. I was actually a French horn major, and a friend of mine kept requesting that I visit his barbershop chorus, and I was thinking that was well beneath me because I didn't think barbershop was sufficiently challenging for an orchestral French horn player. And when I ended up going, I discovered that it was the most challenging music I'd ever attempted. I've sung opera. I'm certainly not metropolitan in quality, but I've done a lot of different things. And when I got into this style of music, I discovered it was remarkably difficult trying to find the exact tunings, the exact way of aligning word sounds. Everything is so much more precise than in almost any other kind of choral music. So once the challenge was presented, I decided to attack it, and since I was a double major in French horn and composition, it was natural that I move into the arranging part of it, and I've been very fortunate. I've had groups around the world that sing my numbers on a regular basis, and I do arrange outside of barbershop too. I'm published in some other ways, other worlds, but in barbershop I've got a lot of stuff out there.
So it's maybe counterintuitive that it would be difficult, because I think a lot of people, you make it look easy as you're listening to it. It's easy to listen to. But there are some pretty intricate parts. That last arrangement really showcased that. Can you sort of explain why barbershop might be more complex than a traditional chorus?
Well, it's not so much that the harmonies are more complex, it's that they have to be filled out all of the time. You can have, in a traditional choral piece, you might have extended passages in unison, in two-part, in three-part. Sometimes you'll break into five, six, seven, or eight. But with us, it's so homophonic, meaning all the words are at the same time. The precision of trying to sing every single word sound vertically precise is very difficult, and you have to then sing in tune at a level which is a little more important, because some of the chords only sound best with some tuning which is not traditional. It's difficult to describe. You would hear it if we sang one way and then the other, but I'm not going to ask them to sing wrong for you.
No, but you described it really well. That makes sense. So you've got a very tight precision, both as things fit together as well as in the individual parts. It's almost like you have every constraint imaginable that you have to be able, you can't relax any of them.
And you aren't allowed to have any crutch in the form of instruments that play in tune or bring you back to key or a drum set or a percussion section which will help drive the rhythm. All of that goes away and it becomes entirely dependent on the voices to do it. I call we're kind of a grown-up, glee for grown-ups. You know, it's a lot of fun. We do a lot of things that are a little different. We do all kinds of musical styles, and it's a challenge, but the women that attempt it seem to like it quite a bit.
It's David Wallace, who is director of the Sounds of Steel course. Would you liken it to an orchestra?
Well, it certainly could be.
I said Sounds of Steel. I'm sorry, Sounds of Pittsburgh. Forgive me.
I kind of like Sounds of Steel. We may have to change our name.
Urban Pathways Charter School has a steel drum band called Sounds of Steel, and they were right where you are about a month ago. I do know the difference, but it does kind of roll off the tongue.
Well, we don't have any steel drums, but we did have steel drums on our show a year or two ago. I'm sorry.
I was asking, would you liken arranging to scoring something for an orchestra? Is there some similarity there?
Well, it's similar, and like everything, the hardest part about arranging for this style is you're limited by the vocal ranges, and then within those limits, you have to find a way to have every part represent, you have to have four parts of every chord represented at almost all the time, while maintaining being true to the melody, and the basses maintaining their resonance on the roots and the fifths of the chord. They don't do a lot of movement away from that. And that leaves us with what we call our baritone part, having some really awkward movement. And the trick is to try to find a way that it's not as awkward as it could be if you just stuck the last note in there just anywhere. It's called voice leading, and there's a little bit of artistry involved.
I think it's important to understand some of why this sounds the way it does and why a director is important. Deanne says hello. Dear SPC, you sound great. Wish I could be with you, your sister in harmony, Deanne. And again, if you'd like to send us a message, you can go to slbradio.org and just use our instant input feature. David Wallace, what's next?
We're going to sing another country tune. We have three in our repertoire. And this next one is Shania Twain's Any Man of Mine.
Better walk the line, better show. and please and kind of time. I need a man who knows how the story goes. He's got to be a heartbeat, fine, dream, breath, take an earthquake and come. Any man on my
I like it like that.
Like that?
Yeah.
And if I change my mind a million times, I want to hear him say, yeah, 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 I like it that way. Any man of mine better walk the line, better show me a tease and squeeze and please and kind of time. I need a man.
The sounds of Pittsburgh chorus. Is it okay to say you guys? Okay. You folks sound great. And let's talk. I want to be sure everybody that wants to says just a quick hello. We did Allegheny River affinities. Anybody claim affinity to the Ohio? I do, by way. Allegheny and the Ohio. I mean Allegheny County and the Ohio River. Anybody close to the Ohio that we haven't spoken to? Here's somebody. Hello.
Hello. I'm in Monaca, PA.
And your name?
Alice Watson.
Nice to meet you.
That's also Center County.
Center County?
Center Township.
Or Center Township in Monaca.
Beaver County.
In Beaver County. Well, it's nice to meet you. Anybody else close to the Ohio that we haven't talked to? How about the Mon Valley? So who haven't we spoken to yet? Did we get everybody? Everybody that wants, let's just make sure we say hello to anybody we haven't said hello to. Hi.
Hi, I'm Paula Dorsch. I am the engagements coordinator for the chorus. So if you would like to hire us, we're available for weddings and 90th day birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas parties.
80th birthdays?
We'll do 80th. We'll do 50th. 50th. Sure. 40th. Do you have a birthday coming up?
It's past, I'm afraid. Not that one yet. But you know, it would be neat if somebody turns 21. You could probably dispatch 21 singers for their 21st birthday, not to leave people out. But wouldn't that be a great surprise for somebody's birthday? I don't know if you can only go up to what, 50 some, or if you could import other women.
We really do have a good chorus, and we have a certain quality that as standards that we like to keep. So, but we're always looking for new members. So if you put on a wig and a dress, maybe you'll make it.
The beard would probably have to go too. You can contact Paula at 724-283-4294, or you could go to soundsofpgh.org. That's good that you got that. That would have to be a tough website to get. soundsofpgh.org and request information. And thanks, Paula. Anybody else want to say hello that didn't get a chance to say hello? Hi.
Hi, I'm Sue Moore, and I live in South Fayette Township.
Nice to meet you. South Fayette is not far from the airport, right?
No, It's close to Bridgeville.
Oh, I'm thinking of Fayette Township.
There's North Fayette and South Fayette, but South Fayette is close to Bridgeville, and North Fayette is close to Robinson.
How far is Cecil from South Fayette?
Very close, right across the border.
That's what I thought. I was in Cecil about 2 months ago, and I think I drove through South Fayette. I'm starting to sound like my dad, who thinks that anything not near him is close to the airport. We grew up in Churchill, and when I moved out to Bellevue, it's like, oh, out near the airport. Well, no. You're in Mount Lebanon. That's near the airport. Well, no. But you know, since Churchill was not near the airport, anything else was near the airport. This isn't really my comedy routine time. I'm sorry. Yes?
This lady can tell you that we're not only a singing organization, we're an educational organization. This is Mary Louise McHattie. You spoke to her a little bit before.
An educational organization. Do tell, Mary Louise.
Well, as Paula mentioned, we are always looking for new members, but sometimes people are afraid once they hear us that they would not be able to qualify, particularly if they don't read music. But we like to be sure that people understand that you do not have to be to read music to be a Sweet Adeline in the Sounds of Pittsburgh course. We have lots of ways that we can teach music, and one of the best that we have found is with our learning tracks, which we put on the website, and any of our chorus members can go to those sites and learn their music from that very easily. We're all singers, amateurs of course, but we are always looking to improve our skills as singers. And we get a little dose of those techniques from David every week, who's always working with us on our chorus vocal skills. But we also have harmony weekends in our region where international faculty members come and share their knowledge with us about vocal music, the art of singing, and we have coaches that come to our chorus from the international organization as well, and they teach us more and more. So we're always learning and always trying to improve, even though we're having a lot of fun while we're doing it.
Well, it's important. You really sound like you have a comprehensive program and the sisterhood that can happen. When I think of just the course of a life and how many things you can end up experiencing with one another and, you know, in between the notes, so to speak, it's got to be a terrific sense of belonging that you can have.
We've gotten people through engagements, weddings, births, deaths, illnesses, you know, tragedies, floods, you name it. I swear, if they let all the Sweet Adeline choruses in the world have a covered dish on the same day, the leftovers would solve world hunger. It would just...
Let's contact Pat Martin. You could organize that, I'm sure. I want to turn it back to David Wallace, but some of you I know haven't. I want to be sure anybody that wanted to say hello got to say hello. Hi, June.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Where are you from?
Bethel Park.
Nice to meet you.
I just wanted to tell you that I have been a member for almost 42 years.
Wow. Is that longer than Pat?
Well, she's only 43.
Yeah, I'm really young.
Well, I meant just your tenure is 37 and you're 42.
Right.
How did you get involved?
I sang in the church choir, and we decided, four of us decided we wanted to be in a quartet. So we went down to the Sweet Adeline chapter, and we joined.
Was that here in Pittsburgh?
It was in Pittsburgh. It's in the city of Pittsburgh.
What community what neighborhood?
It was at the Trinity Church downtown.
That's where a number of us started in that chorus, and another group of us started in the Beaver Valley, and a number I don't know how many years ago it is now, a lot, but we have joined forces to become bigger, better, and stronger, if you will.
So. Well, great. Thank you for saying hello. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Great. Anybody else before I go back to David? Did I get
all ashore who wanted to go ashore? I just want to be sure of that. So, David, I saw that. David just, I thought for a minute someone was trying to steal third, but no. It's the key of F, isn't it? What's this song called?
This is called All That I Ask Is Love.
You're in my soul.
The sounds of Pittsburgh chorus. That's a beautiful, another beautiful arrangement with that song. And that one, and it might have just been because I was able to concentrate a little more, really showcased all the parts, all the different, it's what, tenor, soprano, you can tell I'm not a singer, alto and bass, did I get that right?
Well, and because we're singing in the barbershop style, which started as a male art form, we call the parts lead, which is melody, and it's an internal part. Tenor is on top, bass is on the bottom, and baritone is a similar range to lead, but then sings harmony part. So it's tenor, lead, bari, bass.
Got it. And you could really, that was just such a nice blend of everybody's voices coming together. I think you have two more. I'm losing count. One more to do. Wow. This has gone really fast. Thank you. Did anybody, this is our last chance to chat. So David, if you have anything else to say or if anybody else has something to say, one thing I will say is Paula's number for booking this lovely chorus. I really like the idea of, you know, it's your bar mitzvah, 13, you know, people come. Assuming you can do it, you know, or bat mitzvah. Or it's your, you know, 18th birthday, you dispatch 18 people to the gig. There's just something very, I'm getting some shaking, and maybe that doesn't work, I don't know. But you can reach Paula at 724-283-4294, 724-283-4294. 4294 or go to soundsofpgh.org. And anything else to mention, David?
Well, I would like to say that the age group is anywhere from 16 up. And we can go up as far as we want to go up. But basically, it's 16 years old. If you are a minor, we do ask that your parent be involved. It could be your dad who comes and brings you to rehearsal. But in any case, we have all kinds of age groups. The International Organization of Sweet Adelines is the largest women's singing organization, largest women's educational organization in the world, and we are part of that. Within that organization, we compete. You talked about performances. We love to perform, and she mentioned a lot of the performances we do, but we also do work for business organizations and other professional organizations, too. So we do a whole lot of stuff. If it's okay, can we finish with a real traditional... This particular song is the only one we're going to do, which is from right down the alley of the traditional era of barbershop singing. And you'll recognize the song, many of you.
Let me thank you for being here with us, the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. Thank you again. What a great performance from the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. Sounds of PGH.org is how you can reach them.